Hell Yes Life, episode 10.
I think about how I interacted with people immediately upon release, and I just felt like I had a big P tattooed on my forehead. Like everybody would know, I just got out of prison. That has changed. I like myself. I feel comfortable with myself. I feel like I can have a conversation with anybody, no matter their financial status, social status, wherever they're from, or whatever. I am totally comfortable. I do not doubt that I belong, you know, in this world, and I believe in myself.
Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey everybody, Norman Bell here. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast. If this is your first time listening, then I say hell yes to you. Thank you for joining us. The Hell Yes Life podcast releases new episodes every Tuesday, and show notes can be found at hellyeslife.com. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. And please join the Hell Yes Life private Facebook group, which you can access from hellyeslife.com. Also, I am excited to announce our first ever Hell Yes Life contest. You can win a spot in the upcoming 6-week online Hell Yes Life Boot Camp, which is regularly priced at $497. To enter to win a spot in the boot camp, all you need to do is subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, leave a rating and review, and email your iTunes reviewer name and email address to hellyeslife@gmail.com. For more details, visit hellyeslife.com/contest. Now let's get into the show. Today my guest is Doug Piotr. Doug is the author of the memoir Fixed: Dope Sacks, Dye Packs, and the Long Welcome Back. Pretty colorful title. I've actually known Doug for the past couple of years, and it's been great to watch his Hell Yes journey develop. Doug's self-published book is a memoir about his challenging past. He grew up in a dysfunctional family, which led to addiction, and that led to a life of crime. He actually robbed banks for several years in his life while he was addicted to heroin. Now, all of that led to 10 years in prison, which is something that Doug actually describes as a gift. Now, you might think that the subject matter for this book would be dark and depressing, but Doug has a great dark sense of humor, and his book is made up of a series of short, funny, almost unbelievable misadventures that chronicle his journey from addiction and crime to recovery and forgiveness. Now, Doug is getting some real traction with his book. It was named one of the best indie memoirs of 2016 by the prestigious Kirkus Review. I'm excited to share our conversation with you, so let's get right into it. Well, hey, Doug, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Bet. Now, before we begin, I always like to ask you this. Are you ready to tell us about your Hell Yes life?
Hell yes, I am.
Oh, good one, Doug. Good one. Okay, well, so I always like to start off the show by asking this question, and of course we'll get into your whole story and what you're up to now, but I just want to ask, what is your hell yes? And so what I mean by that is, what's your passion? What's the thing that really lights you up when you do it?
Telling stories about things I've experienced, and telling stories that are made up now, because I'm venturing off into fiction.
Oh, nice. Nice. And when was the first time you realized that this was your hell yes? Was it like early on in your life, or has this been a more recent discovery?
Well, this is kind of a two-part thing. For years and years before I published a book, I had scores of people telling me, you should write a book. You should write a book, just from some of the stories that I told about my experiences. And prior to that, I would say making people laugh was part of that, because I like to write dark comedy. And so in my family growing up, that was a survival mechanism, basically, to make my siblings and my mom laugh at my father. It did two things. It made them laugh, and it also got me, well, as this is a clean show, but an ass whipping, let's just say. He, on the other hand, didn't think it was so funny, but it was a survival tool. So when I put those things together, I learned that I had something to say, a little bit offbeat, but nonetheless, people seemed to enjoy it.
Well, that's great, Doug. So now why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, how you've put your kind of your hell yes, your passion to work over the past, you know, a couple of years or so. I know you've been working. Tell us a little bit about your latest project.
My latest project is a multi-generational dysfunctional family crime comedy, if that is a genre. We'll find
it is
out
now. Yeah,
I don't know where it fits in genre wise, but that's what I'm working on. So a little bit about it. Dag hailed from Denmark originally. He has impulse control disorder. It gets him in a lot of trouble. He's a good guy, but he off the cuff acts out, and it lands him in the clink a time or two. And so that's where the story starts. And then his son comes into it. His granddaughter comes into the story. And together they take care of a little bit of social injustices, let's just say. So I haven't got the whole storyline worked out right now. I've got characters and dialogue, and they're kind of just all bumping into each other at the moment. So, I've got a lot of work to do, but so far it's very exciting, and I'm happy with what I've got.
Awesome. Yeah. So that is that's your latest project.
That's
like
right.
Work in progress, which is your first work of fiction. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So now tell us about the book that has come out. When did it come out? It came out a year or two ago.
About 15 months ago.
Okay. And I'll just tell us about that. What's the title of the book and what's the subject matter?
The title is Fixed. Subtitle is Dope Sacks, Dye Packs, and the Long Welcome Back. So I'll give you a little history on that.
Yep.
Grew up unsupervised, single parent. My father bailed on us when I was about 11, I would say. And I got heavy into drugs and crime. And so the book it's a memoir. It's a dark comedic memoir. It's in four parts about my unsupervised youth. Second part would be drug addiction and where that took me. The third part is prison. And the fourth part is release and reintegration. So covers a lot of time. It moves very fast. And it's made up of 77 very short standalone chapters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've read your book, Doug, and I loved it. And a lot of other people have loved it, too. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, just briefly, the success that you've had with the book in the past year?
Oh, boy. I'm a self-published author. Let me just put that out there. So I went in blind, and I did everything backwards. I put the book out first, and then I started trying to promote it and get it out into the universe, which it's not really the way it's supposed to work. It's the way I did it, but I have had some moderate success, I'd say. So I did a book blog tour, so bloggers have read it and reviewed it. I've got some reviews, self-publishing review reviewed it. I was a finalist in three book awards, Indie Excellence Book Award in the memoir category, Reader's Favorite in the humor category, and I won first place in the Colorado Independent Publishers Association Book Award under self-help, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then Kirkus Reviews, which is a trade publication, and they've been reviewing books for 80 plus years, gave me a starred review, which is a pretty big deal. Come to find out, only 10% of self-published books get starred reviews. And then they made me one of their indie authors of the month for November of 2016. Mm-hmm. And they made me one of their best 100 indie books of 2016.
Oh, that is.
So I was in their national magazine. And that goes out to thousands of industry professionals. So that's all very exciting. And I will be featured in the New York Review of Books on the February 23rd issue, 2017. And that's another feather in my cap. It's it doesn't translate to millions of sales, but it's an attaboy, and I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's really been amazing to watch your journey with this book over the past year or two, from self-publishing to, you know, you're accumulating reviews on Amazon, and then you're getting in these, getting kudos for these different awards. And now with the Kirkus acknowledgement, it's just, really feels like your hell yes is really taking off. And so, you know, I think it can be inspiring for our listeners out there, for people who are in transition. Maybe there's people out there that have had challenges in their lives. Well, here's an example of someone who has overcome their challenges, is moving forward in their life and, you know, experiencing some success. So Doug, take us back though to, you know, you kind of touched on some of the challenges you faced in your past, and, you know, they were, you know, there's quite a few back there. So why don't you take us back to one of your biggest challenges as you were growing up? You know, whether it had to do with, you know, kind of moving forward on your hell yes, or just, you know, things that were obstacles to you to moving forward.
Oh my.
where to begin?
Yeah. Which one? Yeah. Let me say.
For example.
Yeah, well, the day that I got sentenced, I didn't have any idea how I was going to make it through a 115-month federal prison sentence.
Yeah.
And the answer to that is one day at a time.
Mm.
And another part of that answer is to make the best with what you have, live your life. So that's what I did. I got busy. I, number one, did not put any more poison into my system. That was the day I got arrested was the last day I used or used drugs or any alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
That was over 23 years ago. And so I got busy. I went to school. I got healthy. I started reading. I participated in sports. I did everything I could to make the best of the situation that I was in. And I prepared myself for the day that I got out and was ready to receive all the gifts of the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have some amazing stories in that book. You know, these little vignettes, I really would recommend our listeners to check out Doug's book. Because, you know, based on what you may have heard so far, you might think, oh, it's going to be kind of dark and serious and so forth. And there's darkness there. But as Doug mentioned, he is, specializes in dark comedy. And so he manages to add a lot of humor, throughout the whole proceedings, and it certainly makes it you know, an enjoyable, if you can say it, as you travel along the journey with him. So now, Doug, it seems like the prison actually did you some good. Would you say that? I mean, normally you would think, oh, you had to go to prison, but I mean, reading the first part of the book, there's all the kind of misadventures you had in your kind of addiction days and, you know, everything leading up to going to prison. But a lot of what I read in the vignettes from prison were kind of you turning your life around in there.
Oh, that's absolutely right. I say, it was a gift. So I actually say that in my book on the jacket. It says the gift of prison.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I needed at the time. I wouldn't recommend it for everybody. Not necessary. We have to do that.
Yeah.
It's what I did. And, you know, it's when my light came on, basically, because, for years I tried to figure things out on my own and, figure out how I would stop, beating myself up, basically, and doing all these harmful things to myself. And it was a real eye opener. If you ever doubt that it can get worse in prison also. And I got to see that, what happens to people who are engaged in risky behavior and addictive behavior in prison is not pretty. And so I believe, you know, it helped me stand up straight, mind my P's and Q's, be good to myself, help others, and move forward in life. So, yeah, it was good for me. It saved my life, honestly.
And would you say, like, you know, again, the stories we get from the first part of the book, it's actually pretty clear, you know, that your, you know, the behavior and the drug addiction and so forth stems right from, the, you know, the kind of chaotic upbringing that you experienced growing up. Just for other people who are out there that may have experienced something similar or who may be, you know, struggling with their own, issues or addictions or anything else, like, what, I don't know, is there anything to say about, you know, those challenges and to people out there that might be experiencing something similar?
You are not flawed. You're not, morally bankrupt. There is help and there's hope and people are out there waiting to help you. That's what I found. I found that I had hands extended to me throughout my life, and I chose not to take them many times, but I choose to take them now. So do not quit trying to turn things around, and seek help. Can't do it by yourself.
Can't do it by yourself, right? That's one thing I've certainly learned over the years as well. Gotta reach out for help. And I think, you know, if you're kind of caught up in your issues and addictions or whatever else, there's kind of this tendency to isolate. So it can be one of the most challenging things to do, but, I really encourage that as well. Well, now tell us about one of your, you know, your biggest successes or a breakthrough moment, whether it's had to do with, this, the publication of this book or, anything else in recent years that comes to mind when you think of a success.
Well, I think about how I interacted with people immediately upon release, and I just felt like I had a big P tattooed on my forehead. Like, everybody would know I just got out of prison. That has changed. I like myself. I feel comfortable with myself. I feel like I can have a conversation with anybody, no matter their financial status, social status, wherever they're from or whatever. I am totally comfortable. I do not doubt that I belong, you know, in this world. And, I believe in myself. I believe I can succeed, and I do, you know, I take those baby steps to do so. My business is an example of that. I started a construction company 14 years ago, right when I got out. And one job leads to another. And now I'm a homeowner. I'm married. I make a comfortable living. I have employees. I'm doing it. So and, you know, every day that I wake up and go out there, I have that nagging feeling like I am a fraud. And there is somebody bigger and better than me out there. But I'm way better at the comparison game than I used to be. So I do not, you know, I try not to compare myself to others. I enjoy the life that I have, and I'm grateful. Yeah.
Would you say, has there been something about the, you know, the writing and publication of your book that has helped you with that? Like, you know, you said you came out of prison, you thought you had a P on your forehead. You know, is the fact that kind of telling your story and kind of putting it out there kind of relieved you of that, as opposed to trying to harbor it as a secret or something?
I had a little bit of trepidation about my neighbors, honestly, because, you know, I was, you know, I robbed a bunch of banks. I was not a great guy, and, to fuel my addiction. So, the warm welcome and the everything that I've received from all my neighbors is amazing. Well, a lot of them have bought my book and read it and reviewed it. And, you know, I absolutely don't have anything to hide. I am not hiding from anybody. So
What a great feeling that is. You know? Yeah. You know, and, I, you know, again, in reading your book, that was something that I really appreciated. And I've, you know, appreciated from other people out there, whether it's in a TED talk or a book or wherever else. You know, when you really put yourself out there and you're authentic and you're vulnerable and you say, hey, this is, you know, these are my challenges that I've experienced. You know, this is my background. These are my struggles. And you're not just trying to look good all the time. Like, we spend so much time in this culture just trying to present the very best of ourselves. But what people really connect with, I think, is hey, you know, that person really shared their vulnerable side of themselves. So I really appreciate that you put that out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not everybody is going to love me. And I get that. And that's okay. Many people are drawn to what I have to say. And those are the people I'm reaching out to, people that I can help with what I have to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now let's pivot towards the future a little bit. I always like to ask people, guests on the program, what your big vision is. I have a term that I use for this, your cringeworthy vision. So this would be a vision that's so big that it makes you cringe just thinking about telling people about it. Now I'm giving you the opportunity to tell our listeners about it. You know, what would you like to do going forward?
I would like to work my business half time and earn a living writing. And so that's my big vision, is to get paid to tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to pitch my book, at my new book, at the San Francisco Writers Conference in February, and try to gain representation to be traditionally published. So that is part of my big vision moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're making, you know, since your first book was published and has been garnering this attention, you're making connections now and kind of, yeah, moving more towards, this, you know, this next stage or this next level with publishing, is that it sounds like.
That's right. I have made some connections, and my name is getting, it's not way out there, but I will be recognized when I go to San Francisco. There'll be a lot of agents there who saw the Kirkus magazines and will recognize my name and the name of the book that I put out already. So that's very exciting. Certainly can't hurt, and gives me a leg up and maybe a half a foot in the door. You never know.
You never know. Well, we'll be watching your journey. Well, before we go, I'd like to ask you if you have, you know, one tip or a quote or a resource that has helped you along the way that you might want to share with our listeners.
Oh gosh. I'll tell you, one of the best books I have ever read that I continue to read is Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. And mm-hmm. I think that applies to, you know, it could apply to everybody's life. It's really a fascinating book about how to operate amongst our fellow citizens. And it's a great book. I read it often. I think that helped me a lot. One other thing I would say is do not compromise what you've got going on. Like for me, I could tell you, I hired an editor who rewrote some of my stories, and it was so uncomfortable. I had to pay them to go away. I rewrite them again to back to the original. And so follow your gut. If you love what you do, don't change for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Treat yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, it's just really focusing on your own, like what's true for you versus, oh, what are they going to like, or, oh, what's popular, and so forth.
That's right.
So yeah. That's excellent. Good advice. Don't compromise. Well, okay. Well, so Doug, before we go, is there someplace on the internet where our listeners can find you?
I have a blog site, which is in a little bit of disarray right now, and I'm reorganizing that. It's DougPioter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my book is on Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
It's also at Barnes & Noble, physical stores in Seattle, and you can go to BarnesandNoble.com as well. But, yeah, DougPioter.com is where I can be found.
Great. And we will feature links in the show notes to Doug's website and to the book.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Doug, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Hell Yes Life. To close out our time, I'd like to say hell yes together on the count of three. Are you ready to do that?
Yeah, I am.
All right. One, two, three.
Hell yes.
All right. We blew out the speakers there. That's a good one. Good one. All right. Thanks a lot, Doug. I appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes life.